Hi friends, this is Greg Nichols. How you doing? I've decided to make you some audio recordings, and I want to give my heart, and I want to give the Word. I want to give the Word of God, which I believe is inspired and anointed by the Holy Spirit, and I just want to share Jesus with you in this time that you need Him in your trial. And I just want you to know, I love you, and I care about you. I want to build you up. And I have projects I'm working on to bring to people who are fighting disease. I have a book I'm working on right now called Dominion Over Disease. And I'm just going to share with you some nuggets and tidbits and things that are value to you. See, I believe that God is here with me now as I share, and I believe that He's there with you, and it's the same Spirit. And even if you're not listening to this recording at the time that I'm speaking it, He's still there, and He's still anointing every word within the sound of my voice. Let me pray for a minute. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that You let my words be containers of Your life and of Your Spirit, and that You transfer Yourself, transmit Your own substance and anointing and power, great earth-shaking power, the power of heaven. Let the power of heaven flow in my words, and let what I say be acceptable and pleasing to You. I give Jesus all the glory, all the glory. I pray a special anointing on them to hear me, and on me to speak forth as an oracle of God. I ask in Jesus' holy name, and I thank You, Father, now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, God is, like I say, everywhere, omnipresent. He's wherever you are in the United States or the world right now. I'm coming to you from Northern California, where I live. I'm sitting here with my Bibles open, and I'm looking at my notepad, and you know. But I've just been with God today, and I've just asked Him to fill me, and I've asked Him to give me good words for you, words that can heal, words that can bring forth improvement for your situation. My word is life to those who find it, health to all their flesh. That's in Proverbs 4. I might recommend you have a notepad so you can maybe take down some of the scriptures. I'd really like you to study them later, look through them. Some of them are well-known scriptures, some of them less well-known. But, you know, that the Word is basically what the Spirit works with in the earth, the Word of God, the Bible, and He brings it to pass. When it says that God created the heaven and the earth, you know, it says all through Genesis 1, it says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." You know, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit moved over the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit moved upon creation, and He brought the words to pass. So just as He brought the words to pass for God our Father, mine and your Father, He brings my words to pass as a son. You know, there was a man in Matthew 8, and he came to Jesus. He was a centurion, and he asked that his servant could be healed. And Jesus said, "I will come immediately and heal him." And he says, "No, there's no need for you to come to my house." And I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but he says, "If you just speak the word, my servant will be healed." And Jesus marveled at his faith. And so Jesus said, "Well, go, your servant is healed." And so he went home, and he found out his servant was healed in the same hour that Jesus had spoken the words. See, So the Holy Spirit was in two places, more than two places. He was everywhere at that moment when Jesus spoke the word, because Jesus wasn't present with that servant. The word came to pass for that servant because Jesus spoke it. But the power of the Lord traveled that distance because the Spirit is the same Spirit, and He was in both locations. And that's just the way it is right now. I can speak the word and you can receive a healing by the Spirit of God. You see that? So I would like you to see that, and I can speak words that bring you heaven, you know, because thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will, O Lord, be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bring heaven now, the answers from heaven here into this place right now. That is my place and your place. So first of all, let me just speak peace to you right now. I speak peace in your situation. I speak peace to your mind and to your heart. And I speak peace to your body and to your whole being right now. Holy Spirit, you're there right now with them. Just touch them with your peace. And now, if I can, I'm going to turn to John. And if you want to have your Bible, you could actually pause the recording you're listening to and go get your Bible and bring it back. Unless you already have it, a Bible and a notepad would be most desirable. But if you just want to listen, that's fine too. You don't have to look this up. But I'm in John 20 right now. And this is where Jesus was talking to Thomas. And Thomas had doubted that he had been risen. Thomas had doubted that he was in the midst of the disciples before Thomas got there. So Jesus appears now in the midst of them again, and this time Thomas is there, and it says, then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but be believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. You know, something I've chosen to talk to you about today is the subtlety of unbelief. The subtlety of unbelief. You know, we can say we believe, but when the rubber hits the road, how do we react to something? Does it reveal that we are in faith or unbelief? It's very important to walk in faith. Jesus uses faith. You know, just as Jesus healed that centurion that came to Jesus, was in great faith. Jesus marveled at his faith. He says, Lord, just speak the word. So I just wanted you to see that if you're making decisions and if you're doing things according to what you sense and feel by your five senses, then it could be a problem, because you know our five senses are not always truthful with us, and they don't always tell us what God is doing. They tell us what is going on in the flesh realm, and you know, let God be true, but every man a liar. That includes myself. If I'm not agreeing with the Lord, but with my sense knowledge, then I'm a liar. See, let God be true, but every man a liar. Let my sense knowledge line up with the Word of God. I'm going to keep my finger here at John 20, and I'm just going to go back to Isaiah 11 for a minute. And I just wanted you to see that this is talking about Jesus. You can see in verse 1, there shall come from the forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch that shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Now, if you look at the word rod, it should be capital letters. It is in my Bible. And the word branch, it is capital letters. It should be. It is in my Bible too. And so, you know, they're talking about Jesus Christ. The capital letter indicates a person. And so they're talking about Jesus here. And going all the way down to verse 3, it says, his delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. If God has said something in his word, but you're still trusting what you're seeing, then you're judging by the sight of your eyes. Now, Jesus' great secret for wielding the supernatural realm as a man as he walked the earth was that, in verse 3 here, he did not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Lord, let us, me and the listeners to this audio, be this way, that we do not judge by what we hear, feel with our touch, or see, or smell, or taste. Let the senses take their place behind the Word of God. Let the Word of God be at the foremost, Lord, of our very, very peak here of belief in our belief system. I'm going to turn back up to John 20, and I just want to finish with Jesus and Thomas, because Thomas was a doubter, and Jesus called him short on it. And now it says in 28, John 20, 28, where we were just reading a moment ago, and Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Thomas, I'm going to read it again. Thomas, because you have seen me, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So Jesus is literally here transferring what he did. We read in Isaiah 3 that he didn't judge by the sight of his eyes or the hearing of his ears. Now, he didn't walk that way. He did not intend for us to walk that way either. And so he's saying, blessed are those. You could actually insert the word, healed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed, healed, given abundance to, forgiven. I mean, you could add any number of words here, positive words, if people are willing to believe and believe over seeing, believe over hearing. So Thomas is being told by Jesus, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Someone who isn't bending to the sensual realm. Now, what about this? Because, you know, a person goes to the doctor and they get a doctor's diagnosis. The doctor says, this is the problem. This is where you're at. And so now they've got a decision to make. They've got to decide where they're going to believe. What you know, are we saying be in denial about it? No, we're not seeing. We're not saying be in denial about it. But we're actually saying that there is a higher truth than what the doctor has told you. And the higher truth is the Word of God for a born-again believer. And that is this, by His stripes ye were healed. Now that is a cross reality. That is the grace of the cross. That's something on our side of the cross that's been done for us. And your healing has been deposited in you. If you have received Christ and are born again, your healing has been deposited in you by God, and it was done from before the foundation of the world. See, let me address time for a minute. Time is a created thing. God created it. And then he put man inside of it. We are inside of time, but we are not. But God is not in time. So God, when God caused Jesus to be crucified for the sin of the whole world, that literally is retroactive back to before man was even created. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, and you know God is. God can do that. You know, God can pull the cross right outside of time. And so I'm telling you that when you're in the Spirit, sometimes you can even transcend time and be, and you just have time almost stop in the presence of the Lord. And I'm saying to you that when you were born again, the seeds of healing were deposited in your human spirit. You were given your full healing at the time you were born again, but the work was done for your healing at the cross, which was You know, we know the cross was about 2,000 years ago, but it was pulled outside of time into the before the foundation of the world. So even before the world was made, Jesus paid the price for your sin and your disease. Don't let anyone tell you that sickness was not on the cross. It was. It was that, you know, Jesus, when he did his healings, he fulfilled what was prophesied by Isaiah. And Isaiah said, by his stripes we are healed. And then they went on walking in that, because Peter, much later, to 1 Peter 2:23, said, by his stripes you were healed. So now it's a past thing. Your healing has been purchased for you. You are healed. Jesus became your substitutionary sacrifice. So the work of the cross has settled the fact that you are the healed of Jesus Christ. Now, yes, sometimes we battle and we fight because we enforce the cross. That gets into the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 9 supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are the weapons of our warfare. And there are 9 supernatural gifts, and there's 3 utterance gifts. And one of them is the gift of prophecy, and one of them is the word of wisdom, and another one is the word of knowledge. And these are the utterance gifts. And so, you know, I'm bringing you today, as we're sharing here, and in a few minutes, I'm going to start declarations. Now, this is why you're on this audio. This is why I created this audio, so that I can declare over you and I can proclaim over you your finished miracle. I can build your faith by discussing it with you, and then I can declare over you. Now, this audio is just one of many that we're creating, and so there will be audio after audio after audio coming to you of your rights in the cross of Jesus Christ as a child of God. You know, healing is the children's bread. Jesus said that. You're a child of God, it's your bread. When you take in Jesus Christ and fellowship with Him and take in His Word, you're actually eating the bread from heaven, which is Jesus Christ. So, When Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed, like I said, you can put the word healed in there. So, cancer is illegal. Cancer is an alien entity that does not belong in the human body. We aren't born with it, you know. And it attacks us, and there's very many different reasons why it attacks. But what I'm saying to you, the name of Jesus is above cancer. And many are healed. You know, many start getting stronger every day. I've seen this a few times already this year, and actually in the last quarter to 6 months, I've seen a couple people. I've seen some people just walk away from cancer, and then the doctor declares them cancer-free. And so I just want you to know that. And it didn't take a lot, but it took the word going forth. It took faith-filled prayers or faith-filled declarations. So what I want you to do is just relax with me now. Just be at peace. I just want to go give you a few more scriptures, and then we're going to be done. And I'm going to go over to Romans real quickly. Romans 4, if you want to turn there, you can. Or you can write this down and go back later. And I'm going to read in Romans 4. I'm going to read Romans verse 3 to 5. It says, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, the word righteousness is very much like the word rightness. You know, righteousness of your soul, the righteousness of your human spirit. But how about this one? The rightness of your body. God can make your body right. Does God want to touch your body? Oh, yes, He does. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5? Paul wrote, I pray that God sanctify you wholly. But it's not the word H-O-L-Y. It's the word W-H-O-L-L-Y. Your whole being. Spirit, soul, and body. I pray that God sanctify you wholly. Spirit, soul, and body. Unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, how does He sanctify your spirit? That happens in an instant of time when you get born again. Your spirit becomes sanctified. You know, after you're born again, your spirit never sins. 1 John says, that which is born of God does not sin. But you know, our soul and our body is not instantly regenerated, and those are cleansed and cleaned by God, sanctified by God through a process of time using His Word and using faith. And so I just wanted you to see your soul is the second part of your being. Spirit is the first part. Spirit changed in an instant of time, made perfectly in the image of Christ in an instant of time at the new birth. But your soul is transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I believe that's in Hebrews. And that what happens is, as your mind is renewed, your soul is cleansed and gradually changed into the God way of thinking over time. So God sanctifies our soul. Now, what is the sanctification of the body? That's the third part of our being, according to Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5. And that, the sanctification of the body, is divine healing. Health that's given to you by the Word. Jesus said in John 15, now you are clean through the Word that I have spoken to you. See, God is able to just take cancer out of you, you know, in an instant. Or remove it from you gradually. How God does it is His business. But we need to give God faith to work. Because sometimes it takes time to work through things for us. You know, because God's dealing with us and our wills. And you know, God has got to consider where we are at and our ability to believe Him. And, you know, don't strain to believe God. Rest to believe God. Just relax. Just let all fear leave you now. You know? And you don't have to win tomorrow's battles. Just be at peace in today. Just be walk in His will and peace this hour. Just, you know, throw up your hands and praise God. Do that with me right now. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. Lord, say this after me. Lord, this man of God is speaking life. I receive His words, Lord. Hallelujah. Just be at peace now. You know, rightness. We can look here now at verse 3. Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Let's say your name is Tom. Tom believed God, and it was accounted to him for rightness in his body. So I'm going to read on, verse 4. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on Him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Or rightness. So I'm going to skip ahead in Romans 4 now to 16. Now get ready because we're almost done talking. We're almost done with our audio teaching. And then I'm going to pray over you. And I'm going to declare over you. And I just want you to receive all that God has for you in the declarations. And in Romans 16, It says, therefore it is of faith, Romans 4:16, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. See, this is literally saying that you have the ability to walk in the same faith Abraham did, because you're in his lineage and his line through Jesus Christ. And even better, you're able to walk in the faith of Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus has given you faith. He's the author and finisher of your faith. Jesus will walk you through this and provide you the faith you need to win here. And remember when Paul said, I now live by the faith of the Son of God. Go find that verse. I can't remember where it's at. But he says, I now live. It's not I who live, but I now live by the faith of the Son of God. He's literally tapping into the faith of Jesus to live and to overcome all the trials that Paul faced. It says here, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they are. In an upcoming audio, I'm going to talk to you about your words and what kind of words are you saying. Because you can do, you know, you can confess the word when you feel like confessing the word, and then you can turn around and tell people something contrary when you're talking to them about your condition. See, we need to line all that up into one standardized verbiage. Faith is always voice activated. And so you need to keep your faith confession. You need to keep your faith, speaking faith at all times. Verse 18, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. You see how Abraham just hung on to the word to see the word come to pass? And verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he's about 100 years old, or the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't consider his body or his circumstance. He did not, verse 20, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to him perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness or rightness. And so I just want you to see, make sure what you're considering. What are you focusing on? And, you know, I wrote this little blurb on Facebook the other day. And so if you are on Facebook, you ought to read my wall, because I'm putting instructional helps for people. And this I wrote on Facebook the other day. Be one of the consider-nots. I call Abraham a consider-not. And it says, Romans 4 says, Abraham considered not his own body. He literally did not consider physical symptoms and issues and facts. If you're seeking God to receive healing, learn to consider not your body, for to consider it is unbelief. How do you consider not? Only by considering something else instead, in the place of considering your body. Abraham was strong in faith, staggering not at the promise, and giving glory to God. So, I'm not instructing you to be in denial. I'm still reading here from my Facebook posting. It says, you miss the understanding and you've got to get a revelation here. Faith does not deny something. It chooses to consider something greater and accept the greater over the lesser as the greater truth. Don't stagger at the promises. Consider Him. Consider His Word. Too many people consider not the word as they run to this medical professional and that, as they daily sit there and wring their hands, focusing on the wrong thing, the problem. And this makes things worse. Consider not your body, that is, if you desire a miracle. Focus on the word over and over throughout the day. Come back to it. And it will make an imprint upon you in your inner man, in your heart and soul. And then considering not will be easy, giving the Holy Spirit time to work. So, we look on things eternal and not things temporal. That's a scripture in Corinthians, I believe. Eternal would be the Word of God, but temporal would be your body or something that's changeable. Earthly, something earthly is subject to change. That's change. That's called temporal. And that's where you get the word temporary. Well, I'm telling you that your condition is, it's possible here, because all things are possible with God, for your body to be temporarily out of commission, for you to have a temporary illness. Do you see that? Because we look at things eternal and not things temporal. Temporariness being within time and eternity being outside of time. The Word of God is not in time. That's why I suggest you dwell in the Word, because you'll be getting heaven from the Word. Heaven has every answer to every need you have. So, I wanted you to see that you need to consider not your symptoms, consider not the five senses, consider not what you see or feel, but only consider the Word. And you might say to me, well, Greg, don't you know how hard it is to do that? I mean, I'm in pain. You know what? If God said it, it's possible. If God said it, it can be done. You know, there is power in the Word of God. So if you're going to see, if you'll get your nose in the Word, if you'll listen to everything I provide to you that's coming up, that I haven't given you yet or that you haven't heard yet, if you will keep pushing forward, God will supernaturally put you into a realm where you're considering the right thing first and foremost. And then everything neat will have to line up with the Word of God. Do you see what I'm saying? So, Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, just close your eyes. Just put your hands up like you're receiving this. Just open your hands towards heaven. Just bend your elbows and just put your hands out like you're receiving this from God. And I declare health and healing in your body. I declare peace and ease over disease. I declare full power of the Spirit. Lord, touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet right now. Let your power from heaven and the power of your Word just saturate them. Just soak them right now in the Word of God. Let the warm healing power of the Spirit just start in their head and just flow down through their skull, through their neck, their brain, their neck, their shoulders, their torso, their stomach, reproductive parts, through the legs, the knees, the calves, the ankles, the feet. Just Holy Spirit, be strong in every part right now. Be real thick, real dense, Holy Spirit. Real powerful in the afflicted area. Burn it out. Burn it out of them. Burn that afflicted area out. If they need a new part, I call that part in from heaven. I call new parts in from heaven. I call creative miracles to them. I command the cancer to totally dissolve. Cancer, you dissolve. I'm praying the prayer of faith over this person right now that's receiving this in the sound of my voice. I don't care if it's 100 years from now or 24 hours from now. I declare this word done according to the Word of God, according to the power of God, according to the Holy Spirit, according to the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have dominion over disease. Disease, you are a lie. You are canceled. You must flee. You must leave. We resist you now. I speak a miracle. I speak anointing and miracle and peace and a free flow of the Spirit now through every afflicted part in Jesus' holy name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, King, King of Heaven. Thank you, our healer. Thank you, our healer. Thank you, our healer. Anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. The bondage of cancer is taken out. I replace it with the freedom and the peace of Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, until next time, thank you for listening. Stay in your word. I recommend you listen to this 2, 3, 4, 5. If you have the time, listen to this. Get yourself full of what I'm saying to you. Write down every scripture. Take notes. Get the detail here. Get the detail. Be hungry for what's being said here. There's an anointing here that can save your life. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Spirit, soul, and body. I sanctify you, spirit, soul, and body right now. And all pain leave their body right now. Holy Spirit warmth. Just melt, 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 melt through them. Holy Spirit warmth. Dissolve away anything not of God, not the way they were created. Any condition, any tumors, dissolve tumors. Leave in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to sign off. So God bless you. I love you. Until next time, thank you very much.